Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Welcome to episode 234 of today's podcast, Your Ultimate Life, with me, Kellen Flukiger. Yeah, I was just looking at the page for ours on Apple, and, you know, it's just Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger. Your ultimate life with yourself, your ultimate life creating your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, serving others with your divine gifts and talents, not mine. I love the fact that you're here. I love the fact that you're using just a few minutes to listen to something encouraging. I want to make sure that you don't leave any episode of this podcast without one absolute bulletproof certainty, and that is you create your life, period. Nobody else, nothing else. You create your experience, you create your life, you create your joy, you create your misery. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. That's a saying of one of the traditions, Buddhist, I think. But the idea is that externalities happen, and how we use them, interpret them, understand them, move through them, and all that other stuff is up to us 100% all the time. So that's how you create your life. So do I. And it doesn't matter what happens outside. I don't want you to leave any episode of the podcast without knowing for sure that I care very much about how you live your life. And if there's anything I can do to love, support, lift, bless, or encourage you, I'm in. I want to. The whole reason I'm doing these podcasts is for that. It's how I express my encouragement and love to you. You can have anything you want, and here's the funny thing. People hear us all the time say, oh, you can have anything you want. Here's the real key, and the way to say that is you do get exactly what you want. And that is a terrifying way to say it, because then that leaves us with no out, no responsibility, or no escape from the responsibility of creating our life. So the nice way is you can have anything you want. The terrifying way is you're having exactly what you want, because there's so many people that feel like they're not happy with their life, not happy with what's going on, how they feel, how they get up, and on and on and on. And so, oh, I'm not happy. I'm not having exactly what I want. What I want is this, this, and this. And that's not true. You're having exactly what you want. And if that hurts your feelings and you're mad at me for it, that's okay. You can say so. Put a comment in, write me a hate letter, do whatever you want. But the truth is, you create your life, and so do I. When I was in the middle of addictions and pain and misery and sadness, I was creating that. When I got out of that and dug my way out of it, I am creating that too. And there are people in my life, loved ones that I love desperately and dearly and fully, desperately may be the wrong word, but fully and dearly, who couldn't care less that I have recovered, who couldn't care less that I dug my way out of it, who couldn't care less. And I used to let that make me sad, miserable, hurts, and all of the rest of it, and I don't do that anymore. You are responsible for your life, nobody else. That is the best news in the world, because that means nobody, anywhere, ever, at any time, can prevent you from having your ultimate life. No one, anywhere, any time can get in the way of that. That's the best news in the world. Today's podcast, after my initial rant, is titled Dorian Gray. Now, you probably know the story of Dorian Gray. There's a story called The Portrait of Dorian Gray. And I'm going to poorly summarize the story and then talk about why it matters in the context of creating your ultimate life. The Portrait of Dorian Gray is a horror story written about a rich guy who had a bunch of money, and he had a portrait. He had a mansion and everything else, and he had a beautiful portrait of himself hanging on the wall. I think of, a great big, almost life-size portrait that somebody painted of him hanging on the wall of his own house, a very good likeness. And here was the situation. That guy as the years went by, he lived riotously, wasted a lot of money. He was a drunkard. He was a partier, a reveler, you know, promiscuous, and did all kinds of things that would normally cause a person to, you know, just think of a drunk, bloodshot eyes, skin problems, veins, and all that other stuff. But all of that whole lifestyle, in other words, living a completely profligate, wasteful lifestyle of all of his substance, and it was rich enough that it didn't matter, could spend it and couldn't possibly spend it all. So he spent all of his time in riotous living, as it were. And at the same time, he himself looked beautiful. He looked pristine. He looked perfect. Like none of his riotous habits showed up on his face. But instead, the portrait hanging on the wall showed all the signs of his living. And so, in other words, the portrait began to age. The portrait began to look horrible. The portrait had the bloodshot eyes. The portrait began to look awful in reflection of the lifestyle. So there was some kind of dark magic going on here that he could live this riotous life and it not affect him at all, but all of the effects were over there on the portrait. Now, it didn't, I don't think that really happens anywhere, but in the story that happened, and then the story goes on, and there are some twists and turns, and I'm not going to tell the whole story. You can look it up and read it if you like. What happened was eventually the portrait was destroyed. When the portrait was, and he fought like crazy to keep it, save it, whatever, but when the portrait was destroyed, immediately the magic spell was broken and all of the, you know, dissipated lifestyle and the riotous effects and the horrific lines and aging and everything came on to him. So he suddenly went from, you know, prime of life, beautiful, to like what you'd look like after years and perhaps decades of riotous, profligate living. So that happened. Now, there is no such magic that puts my failings, my mistakes, my bad behavior on somebody else. It's true that other people suffer the consequences of things that we do sometimes, and we suffer the consequences of things others do. But my point in telling this is there's a reason I'm telling this story. We so often live with the idea that what we do doesn't have consequences. And if we do, yeah, they're over there somewhere. Like in the story, the consequences of the way he was living was in the portrait. That's not true. The consequences of how we live are in us every moment, at every turn. There is no escaping that. And for him, they accumulated on the wall and then popped to him when the portrait was gone. So let me talk about exactly what that means. A life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, your ultimate life, presumes that you're happy with who you are. You're honest, you have integrity, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're satisfied with what you see, with who you are on the inside. If you are living in dishonesty, in lack of integrity, and in some way that is not consistent with who you are pretending you are, then those consequences are accumulating inside your soul. And here's how I know that personally. You can sort of see that as a principle of karma, but here's how I know that personally. There was a time when I was living like that, when I was behaving behind the scenes in one way, drinking a lot and, you know, drugs and addiction and everything else. And on the cover, on the surface, the face that I showed the world was one of a high-powered executive doing this, doing that, blah, blah, successful. But the rot that in the portrait story was on the wall, the rot is inside. And when the rot is inside, it eventually explodes. You can't hide it. You can't pretend you're someone you're not. You can. I'll rephrase that. Of course you can. But it will come home to roost. It will eventually eat its way through. The rot will eventually explode and destroy you. It certainly happened to me, and you see that all around. People who suddenly leave relationships or commit suicide or do some incredible thing that everybody says, oh, they were so, and you can't believe whatever, right? The reason for that is the rot, the loneliness, the depression, the sadness, the pressure, the anger, whatever it is that we're hiding builds up until it explodes. Now, we know that intellectually. What I'm asking you is if you are living your ultimate life right now, your life of complete purpose, prosperity, and joy that you are creating by serving others with your divine gifts, that's astounding and beautiful. My question is, in sharing those divine gifts, are you giving that opportunity as much as you can to others? I suspect the answer is yes, if you're truly living your ultimate life and you are satisfied with those things. Most people that I talk to are not. Most people I talk to can't even tell me what that looks like for them. I ask them, what would your ultimate life look like? What would you do day in, day out, morning, noon, night? What is that? They can't tell me. They say sort of empty things like, well, I'd have more money, or I wouldn't have to worry about this, that, and the other. But they can't really tell me what it looks like. So here's why I did the declaration at the beginning. We'll return to that. You are your choices. I'm going to say that again. I am my choices. You are your choices, even down to the smallest one. So if I choose to be angry at the dog for something, then I carry the consequence of anger with me. If I'm angry at my spouse or one of my kids or my friends or my business partner, I carry the consequences of that anger. And those consequences are real. They're not imaginary. They come in the form of neurotransmitters. They come in the form of reduced creativity, reduced productivity. I don't know about you, but I'm to the point where if I don't have everything squared away, I can't even be creative and work. So for example, my wife and I were having a conversation this morning. To start with, we had differing points of view, which is normal. We got to a place where it didn't seem like we could resolve them. And so I said, finally, look, we can't solve this right now. And she said, no, I guess not. But I said, but I can't go do any work today unless we are okay between us. And so we spent just a few minutes, you know, getting that squared away so there was beauty and peace between us, whether or not we had the other issue all the way to ground or not, still wrestling with that, whatever. But the peace and love and intentionality and integrity had to be clear, or else there were consequences. So I am today what I choose this morning. I'm now clear and able to do what I need to, and so she. So my point in saying that is you are your choices, like the portrait of Dorian Gray. So my invitation for this episode is to go look at your choices. Now let's take apart life one piece at a time. I use the acronym SPEM, spiritual. Are you okay spiritually? Because you are your choices. What are you choosing each day, each week, each however long? To bolster, to build, to strengthen, to lift and bless the spiritual part of life. Because that part exists whether we want to acknowledge it, ignore it, understand it or not. We feel it. We know there is more. We came from somewhere. We're here for a reason. We know all that. And sometimes it's frustrating and we don't really understand it, but it requires some attention and love and focus. The second part of life is physical. My acronym is SPEM, S-P-E-M, and I have it in that order on purpose because to me that's the right order of importance. P is physical. Are you in love with yourself physically? Are you focused and taking care of that physical container, whatever shape you're in right now? You may be ill, you may be well, you may be struggling, you may be in perfectly good shape. Whatever the answer is, are you nurturing, caring for, and loving for that part of your life? Because when you are, wherever you are, you can feel good and contented that you're doing everything you can for the physical container of your essence, which is your spirit. The E in SPEM stands for emotional, and I use that word as a broad brush to include all of your relationships, all of the people in your life, your spouse, your partner, your children, your business partners, the people that you have you know, the opportunity to do business and work and life with. Are you putting the effort and intention into that you want to and you need to in order for it to be healthy and vibrant? And the last is M, mental. Are you stimulating your mind, your growth, and your development every day? And you can do that easily. I've talked about morning routines. I've talked about all this stuff in other episodes. But when you get to the fundamental key that your ultimate life is the life you create and that I am my choices and you are your choices, and when you combine that with the fact that any of us can truly create anything we want and what we have now is what we have created, then we should be jumping up and down for joy. The possibilities are infinite. The opportunities are open. And I don't care where you've been or where you are now. You can start today making choices in those areas, taking care of them and taking care of yourself, your future, your truth, your honesty, your love, and who you truly are. And start creating more of your ultimate life. Open your heart.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky.